We are recording.
Throwing you off. Throwing you off.
Man, let's just straight, let's just the rap sucks radio clown show.
It's not a serious show.
It certainly is not. What up? Yo, party people in the house. You're listening to Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life for you, fam.
Kev Sakota, what up?
What up, though? We still got the homeboy, Big Shug, Mr. Shug, Durr, in the house. You know what I'm saying? yo, it's wild. It's actually a pretty wild couple episodes. But, yo, opening question.
Okay. We're still doing this?
Yeah, we got to do this all the time.
Okay.
How many episodes? This is episode 6, right?
Yep.
How many more episodes before I can make a Theo reference?
Wait, is that the opening question?
That's the opening question.
The hilarious thing is that nobody knows what you're talking about. So I'm gonna go ahead and put that at 1.
Yo, what up? It's DJ Remark, Snapback LBC, and you are listening to Rap Sucks Radio.
What's up, 92.3 The Beat? You are listening to Rap Sucks Radio. RapSucksRadio.com. You got your boy Kev Sakota. And the homie, Passive Aggressive Trek Life. AKA the Untouchable L Holder.
The Untouchable L Holder. Alright, we good. So we've had two impressions on the show so far. We got Q-Tip, and now we had Q-Tip last episode, and now we've had Theo of 92.3.
The only impressions we're gonna be doing.
My
impression of him.
we've never done like what we've got coming up on this show, but I feel like this one actually might be worth it because it's some pretty.
Do we have something coming up?
Well, we do. Like I'm saying, I said we'd never.
Oh,
talk
you
about,
mean on the episode? Yeah,
I said we'd never talk about Kim Kardashian again, but we actually will this episode.
We're gonna pretty much talk about her every episode.
Are we? We didn't talk about her last episode.
I thought about her.
Oh my God. I'm going to bleep that out. So I'm not having it.
Nobody who cares will believe it.
That's true. We're going to, dude, Taiwanese bees, rhinos, and lions are part of this show.
This is your weak ass PTI.
This is like it's bad. We're gonna talk about the Samsung foldable phones. But we do got to get out and start off with who's out here tripping. And look, dude. This is going to be weeks old by the time we talk about it. These shows are pre-taped, so people, you know, just... Kev never wanted me to reveal that, but I'm going to have to let y'all know because we've been sounding like we talk about news like it's fresh. Man, Caron Butler is out here tripping. Fam was bald on, like, the 26th and then on, like, the 30th. Fam had to cut. But this is the thing. Okay, so Black Hair Club for Men is popping off. Like, we've caught LeBron a couple times, and I'm trying to figure out how this is working. So...
But the LeBron thing was...
But I don't... That's legit. The thing. I don't understand. Caron Butler is still out here tripping. We're going to get into him particularly, like, directly. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, with LeBron, he'd have hair on top one day and then not have... And I'm like, is that out of a spray can? Like, is this... I mean, they got spray snow, so spray fade doesn't seem...
I don't understand how you can be in the public eye and then...
Just let it go.
Like, do that. Like, every so often I'm cutting my hair, you know, because if I let my hair grow out, it would be a long, luxurious black mane of Asian hair.
Fair enough.
The gray would grow out, and that's what you would be left with.
Fair.
But every so often I'm shaving my head and I'm like, and I get a little bit tired or whatever. And I'm like, what would happen if I actually hit one of my eyebrows real quick? Like, would I just cut the other one off and try and play it off like nothing happened?
Nah, you got to get that whatever Caron Butler and LeBron is.
It's the spray on eyebrow.
Spray on eyebrow. Like, yo, but it's like subtlety is the key here, right? Like, fam put he threw the Malcolm Little on. It's like, where you get the Malcolm Little from? Did that come in a package, yo? Like, how? Subtlety. If he would have showed up with a light fade, it might be like, all right, cool. Like, Caron, you tripping a little bit. But he got the, you know what I'm saying, 1988 Teddy Riley joint on. It's like, where did you get that from? You know what I'm saying?
He didn't ramp up.
He didn't ramp. Yeah, slowly grow it out. Like pretend.
0 to 100.
The barber just, yeah, real quick. Like I say, he's bald at the 26th, and by the 30th, fam had a full head of hair. Oh. It's like, dude, that's insane.
This is out the one thing tripping. I can say is that when it comes to the male psyche, the male, and I, not that I would pretend to speak for all men, but we're not masters of subtlety in any respect.
In any way. Yeah. In any respect whatsoever. Right. The funniest things to me are the blue pill commercials that come on the radio, like on ESPN radio, because I don't ever hear them on any other station but ESPN radio. This beacon of masculinity, you right. know what I'm saying, is mm-hmm. also like, and if your thang don't work, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got these pills for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you out here, you know, or whatever. And the other one that's funny to me that comes on sports radio, and I don't hear it on any other radio station, is the manscaping joint. Have y'all heard that commercial?
No.
I'll be like, who's doing that, yo? And if they doing it, is that what they did? Did Caron Butler manscape and then put the joint on top? Because it was like,
this is the problem. When men sell other men right. products that are supposed to make them look better to women, if that's what you're into, if you buy into that right off the bat, you're taking an L.
You're tripping. Yeah, you're taking a whole long L. Yeah, yeah, you're part, you're alphabet. You're in the alphabet. You know what I mean? You are in the alphabet. Automatically. Capital L. Speaking of L's, capital L, Samsung took a super L this week, I think, in the subject of nerd stuff. Samsung came out with the foldable phone like it was popping, like it was about to crack off. So for those of you guys who do not know, Samsung introduced, and there's much hype about this in the tech industry, about foldable phones that would fold out into tablet, you know, from phone size into tablet size.
Right.
Samsung dropped it. They dropped it. Like, it's like the double CD of cell phones. Like, they just was like, yo, we out here with, you know, 34 tracks.
Right.
It's happening. You know what I'm saying? And the screens are breaking.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They
screens are breaking.
They tried to fly too close to the goddamn sun.
And people are like, it's the clown session of the century, because it's like, you could have actually held that product back. No one was like, did anybody really want that? Is there anybody that?
I would rather have a StarTAC.
I think one of the good foldable phone ideas was the Razr coming back as a foldable phone.
Sure.
I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It makes perfect sense.
You know
why
they didn't do it? Because the technology. Man is not ready for the technology yet.
Man is not ready for it yet.
Clearly.
Well, clearly not, because if the screens are breaking as we speak. And it's a tech world. So this is like, millennials might be really into this, but I'm saying into the idea of a foldable phone. I think people that are closer to our age are like, whatever.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I'm knee deep in student debt, but I'm gonna pay $1,900 for a foldable phone that works for 3 days.
Shoot, what's even wilder though is at our age, the Caron Butler came with the foldable fade. Like, so I mean, this we flipping these segues fresh from the foldable fade to the foldable phone. God. You know what I'm saying? Wow. I feel like I'm gonna throw shots at that fade the whole episode. Just so y'all
the
ready.
Foldable fade sounds like the ultimate WWE wrestling move.
Technology. You know, the advancement of technology is. Like I said, I don't know if I'm ever gonna buy another cell phone. I'm at the point now where my cell phone does everything I could possibly imagine it doing. Like, why? Unless it breaks. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The speed seems up to par. Everything seems like it's worth it. I don't see any good reason. If you got a phone from the last couple of years, like, I don't even see a good reason to have a new one.
This is something that I have to get off my chest.
All right.
And I'm going to try and do this man-to-man
with
you.
Don't get it started. Don't get it started.
No, it's time.
All right, let's do this.
This is happening.
Let's do this.
This was not
rap subscription.
This was not. Yeah. We rehearse this. We workshop this around town. This has been a long time.
Don't even tell the people that, because that's not true.
I used to, a long, long time ago, at the advent of cellular technology, uh-huh. I used to be someone who was on or even ahead of the cutting edge.
Okay. Yeah, back when BlackBerries were out. Go ahead.
Yeah, when they were new.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. 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 Long time ago.
Sure. Yeah.
Ever since then, I have taken nothing but grief from this guy.
Yeah. From me.
Yeah. About whatever.
Fam, when you was, if you talking about I was hot when the BlackBerry was hot, you got to take this L. This is a Caron Butler fade L. Like,
I could take it. Yeah. That's what. But that's where I'm getting to is that my growth. I'm trying to show some growth here. Is that now I can see that what the move that you are making, and I'm. Hats off to you. Foldable fades off to you.
Caron Butler fades off. Go ahead.
Is that you are retiring from the game.
I'm not.
When you are still.
I'm not. And let me tell you why this is different from what you're talking about.
Oh,
okay. All right. First of all, if your argument, again, I was hot when the BlackBerry was on.
That's not an argument. I was just setting the table for the conversation. People are Googling BlackBerry. What is that?
Like, if there's anybody under like 30 listening to the show, they're like, "What? What? Doesn't happen?" Look, I don't claim I'm not a tech snob at all.
Oh my god,
I'm not even close to one.
I'm done.
I'm a tech snob. I call bullshit. You showed up. So Kev, okay, we gonna do this.
Okay.
Kev shows up.
Oh no!
To the first meetings about Rap Sucks Radio, we were doing to kind of workshop the show and figure out how we were going to do this. First of all, with like a current bootleg Samsung phone, like where did you even find that version of Samsung? It was like the Samsung. It was like the Payless shoe of Samsung phones, like the XJ9-12 Samsung. And then on top of that, the joint was like. Like
I got it at Ross Dress for Less. Okay.
Right.
Let me tell you something.
It was straight off the tennis shoe rack. It was like the Converse with the star backwards. And then on top of that, the joint was warped, Shook.
Oh my
the
God.
The back of the phone was warped. And the texture of the back of the phone was like a car tire. I'm like, where did you find it? It was like phones for dads. Over here. You know what I'm saying? Built-in case. So to tell me I'm a tech snob relative to how horrible
your technology was. Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying is that you are just a normal person.
I'm just regular.
But my experience is so subpar.
Yeah, exactly.
That I deserve everything that
I do. Man, you got this so clear.
That's so elitist, man.
No, it's not.
That's
no, it's not. Because if you want, take a picture of your phone and post your old phone and post it up on RSR podcast on Facebook so everyone can see.
I actually should have done that. But I can't because I was able to successfully.
They let you turn that thing in?
Yes.
What did they give you for that
full
phone?
Boat?
Oh,
you could get up to $100 for a trade in. So I crazy glued that mug up. Sanded off the crazy glue.
You Caron Butler faded the phone. Go ahead. Because that's how you got his
fade.
But
with more style.
With more.
A lot more style.
Is it possible?
You can't get less
style. That dude's hairstyle was singing groovy. Hey, I really like the way. Like. I'm sorry, man. I hope y'all really are enjoying this. Because I am having so much fun laughing at that dude's hair. So you successfully turned in that garbage.
Garbage.
Wow. And got the whole 100.
Got garbage down the way.
Did they give you
the whole 100? Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Gave you a whole 100.
Entirely. Wow. Whole. U.S. dollars. I got to see
this. That phone was
You're not going to see it anymore.
Oh. What's we have a video of it. Like
in a way, it's almost like I won. I turned the corner.
You did.
It was
did.
Like, I'm like Luke Skywalker coming back. What phone do I have now?
Man, the S9.
Right. What phone do you have now?
I have the S8 Plus.
Is your phone broken on the back?
It sure is. Yeah. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
I'm fine. Hmm. But it works though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is my phone broken anywhere?
It was brand new and it's got.
It's not. Yeah, it's brand new. Why? Because I got the trade in.
Yeah, we got the trade. Yeah, sure. Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. They gave you a petty $100. Like,
ooh.
We've never seen this before. Maybe we could study this in science. Mm-hmm. Let's just take this garbage phone.
Put it in a laboratory.
Exactly. Yo, side note real quick. Couple things actually happening that aren't on the list. Endgame is dropping. I don't watch movies.
Oh yeah, talk about it.
I don't watch movies at all. Yeah, I'm not watching. I don't watch movies.
What? Okay, you need to step in here.
Okay. Yeah, because actually, matter of fact, Shug, get on the microphone.
I didn't realize.
We're not going to do a whole rundown. Well, yeah, I don't.
What I'll say is that the whole time we've known each other, I never knew that Shug was your.
Yeah, he's like my
Marvel whisperer.
Yeah, he's like the Marvel. Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, so Endgame is dropping, Shug.
Right.
That's coming out Tuesday.
Friday.
This 26th, Friday the 26th. So this show will have aired before this show comes out. Game of Thrones is popping off, right? Game of Thrones is out.
I'm so mad that I didn't watch all the first episode.
Oh, you didn't catch? You didn't catch?
I caught the end. I caught like the middle of it. Like this. That's all I need.
Cool.
That's all I need.
And then Star Wars at the end of the month is dropped. End of the year.
That I'm like, okay.
Okay, so we'll as long as they don't do another flying Leia, then I think
they won't. Yeah. I don't think they can. I want to say they can. They got it in the trailer though. How did they do that?
They attack the ship, and then Shorty gets blown out into space, and then almost like she was on strings. There's CGI, folks.
Hey, let me say it like this. She's a Skywalker. She's a Skywalker.
She used the Force in the most awkward of positions, by the way.
And what a way to use it.
She was like,
when you're in space.
Like, you can't see what I'm doing, but it was so odd. Like, it was the weirdest comeback.
It's true.
All right, so, Chuck, I don't want any predictions. No predictions.
Let me just say this about my Marvel knowledge, all right?
Okay. Because I just to set this up, I refuse to watch any Marvel movies at this point. I just ask Shug what happened, and Shug tells me the whole story. So when I saw Endgame was coming out, I was like, "Ooh, cool!" So I, immediately was like, "Yo, Shug, when you watch the movie, hit me up so you can tell me what happened." I'm not going to spend. And then it's a 3-hour runtime, right?
It's 3 hours.
Yeah, no.
3-hour runtime. It's based on the comic books, right?
Right.
So if you know the comic books, then pretty much you know the.
Has it followed the comic books almost directly?
To my knowledge, almost to a T.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
The controversy, though, I love my black people. I have to say this. I love my black people. Love them to death. Now, Captain Marvel originally was an African-American woman.
Okay.
And they switched it up. I don't know why they switched it up, but they switched it up. So the only, quote-unquote, black superhero for Marvel is Black Panther, but then you have Blade. So you got like two. So you would have three.
Black Panther fixed affirmative action.
Of course he did.
I am. Post-racial society.
My bad.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Captain Marvel's black.
Captain Marvel's, yeah.
She had a perm and everything. It was tight.
Perm, that's fresh.
Saw the picture.
All right, cool.
All right, so yeah.
So your in-game, I don't want to, like I said, in-game prediction is not necessary, but it is following the comic book, so people who know the comic book can stick with that.
And then here's the thing about Marvel that makes me laugh. Like, how you going to have in-game, right? But then you let everybody know you got like 6 more Marvel movies coming out, and they're all like sequels. So if you saw Infinity Wars, you saw like your favorite characters disappear or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh shit, don't worry about it. They got a sequel coming out like in 2 years. It's okay.
Right. That's true.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the teaser thing is actually kind of failing people. Because that happened with Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, did these characters die? And then they did the teaser and then the dudes were like walking around. It was
exactly.
Like, oh, so they're alive.
Like that's if you saw Infinity War, you saw Spider-Man, like, oh shit, Spidey's gone. Don't worry, you got a movie coming out in July.
So they got to figure it out.
Oh, he's overseas. He's okay. He's fine.
Dude, a 3-hour runtime, though? Like, why?
Man, come on. I got a son who loves Marvel, right?
So he's willing to sit there for 3 hours.
But here's the thing, though. I'm watching all the Marvel movies. MCU, because there's like two different ones. They got the MCU and they got like Deadpool.
Yep.
Right? So watching all the MCU movies, they don't feel that long.
Do you do the black dad thing and be like, you'll sit here for 3 hours and watch this movie, but you won't sit 3 hours and do your homework? Do you do that to him?
Nah, just out of curiosity. Nah. God damn it. Well, actually, look, real shit. Kind of that shit. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Kind of real shit. I kind of do that. Yeah.
Okay. So I have one question outside of Marvel, outside of Game of Thrones, because that's too long of a conversation to have anyway. And
true. And I can't hang.
And with I Game promised. Of Thrones. I was like, I'm not watching this last season of Game of Thrones because it just pisses me off as a show. And that night, I'm like watching it, like, oh man,
right.
Yeah, I was done with it. So yeah, there's that. Okay. Palpatine is back. This is sweet. We went so nerd. How nerd did we go right there?
And look, here's the bad part. I know what the fuck he's talking about. Yeah. Go ahead,
Palpatine is back in Star Wars.
Yeah.
How? Like.
I want to know how.
And why.
I don't not know. Didn't he dump his ass like in
Return like of Jedi? Yeah, like fell into like a flame and then blew up into blue colors and you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to play this shit though. But did you see the body though? Anyway. Nobody saw the body though. We just saw a blue flame. It could have been like this. And like this. Them niggas think I'm dead.
Shit.
To watch I come back. Like.
Like Karan Butler's fade.
Yo, let it go.
Palpatine is back like Karan Butler's hair. Like, that's how back he was.
I need him to let that shit go. All right?
Let it go.
Let it go. If you're going bald, hey, guess what?
This episode guess what, is going to be so disjointed with this Karan Butler jumping. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Just let it go. Don't hold on to shit. Just let it go.
Well, fair enough. But I think that Star Wars has gotten interesting. And I think that, you know, kind of the new movie thing coming out. It's just the episodes are like 50 hours.
And sometimes they don't talk about shit.
Yeah,
like, now you talk about patience watching a movie. Watch a Star Wars movie. They just like this. Like, the fuck?
It's almost like remove. You can actually remove the battle scenes.
Like this, nigga. Look,
and just
I'm
make like it like Star Trek where they're talking for eight.
I'm like this, nigga. Whip out the lightsaber. Get it cracking. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Nobody give a shit.
Word.
Fight.
True. Yeah, just fight.
Damn, just fight.
At this point, they should. Yeah, it should be just 2 hours of just lightsaber fighting.
Yeah, like when I watched. I've seen all the Star Wars movies.
I have too.
Even the prequels.
Yes.
Nigga, Revenge of Sith when.
And Clone Wars Rebels and all that. I've seen all of those.
Okay, Trek got a couple up on me. Yeah, Trek got a couple on me. When Anakin was talking to, what was his name? The Emperor, pretty much before he found out the Emperor.
Yeah.
And they were just shooting and shit, watching the bubble show. I like, fuck, fast forward. To this nigga, the Darth Vader's get it cracking. Come on, get it cracking. Ah, damn. Come on, babe.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all boy Shug for your movie review.
Ah, damn. I'm just being completely honest. Some shit, just cut that shit out.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Word up. Rap Sucks Radio. We are moving forward. Watch out, Shug. You got to get off the mic, man. Damn.
My bad. I had too much fun. My bad.
We can't get Shug up out the chair in this joint. All right.
I don't even know who Palpatine is.
Really? Well, he's Senator Palpatine before he turned out to
you
be Palpatine.
You got checks.
Yeah.
He is Senator
Palpatine. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I was going to say this is like the least Asian thing you've ever done, but I could like bring up some Dragon Ball Z questions and then go from there.
Oh, yeah. You would body me on Dragon Ball Z.
I would, actually. I've seen all of them.
Pokemon?
Nope, not at all. Who does that? Jay Broski does
that. I'm pretty sure we know people who do that.
Jay Broski does that, actually. Shout out to Jay Broski. That's right. I was going to shade it, but then that was just Jay.
You did shade him.
I did.
It's not nice.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
You're not kind.
We love you, Broski.
We love you, Broski. You the folks. Don't bring the lawyers out on me. You know what I'm saying? Well, but if you do.
The little Pokemon lawyers.
The Pokemon lawyers. Which might be. what Kim Kardashian is actually studying right now.
Oh, Pokemon Law.
Pokemon Law. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
For the moment you have been waiting for years since the tape dropped.
Right.
Kim Kardashian is studying law. Now, I'm going to set this off right now. Y'all could be mad at me all day. I'm not mad at her for this.
Oh, good.
I think it's perfectly fine. I think that it's endearing. I think that it's a great idea if she found a passion. I think that she should pursue it, and I think that it's perfectly fine for her to do so. I have no issue whatsoever with this at all. I don't think it's a matter of privilege or any of that. You know what I'm saying? So I actually think, wow, this is kind of one of the things that she's done that I'm like, I mean, not, you know, like, I don't really have that big of a problem with her anyway. And I kind of feel weird about people that do have a big problem with her. I can understand having a problem with her, but like,
yeah, we pretty much made that clear.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks. But yeah, man, I actually think this is all right. Like, I you know, she's probably inspired some people to do some things that we would not consider favorable. But if this actually moves forward in inspiring people to do...
Well, I don't even know. I don't even know if I could think of one thing she's inspired people to do that weren't favorable, swallow. Other than try to be her in a less successful way. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think trying to be
in this that, is what
that,
I'll say.
That tabloid. Yeah.
There, the way she's going about it required a little bit, required some connections.
Sure.
So, you know, could she have maybe acknowledged the fact that not everybody could I mean, could do technically everybody could do it the way she's doing it.
Right.
But she got the apprenticeship or whatever it is with the right. judge. It's like, right. I'm assuming right. that right. you can't just
yeah.
run
yeah.
up on a judge and be like, you know, I want yeah, to intern for you like yeah. like he's Diddy or something like that. Right? So that's one thing. And, you know, if she wanted to acknowledge that, great. But nevertheless, she has no duty to you know, acknowledge that. My thing is that I'm wondering what went, something went wrong in the family that she now has to be the attorney. What happened? That's what I want to know.
What happened for the Kardashians to yeah. their for their legal team to now need the support yeah. and interest of Kim
no
Kardashian?
One knows, that is no a one knows question. Yet. But when they find out, I want to be
right. Well, her interest is now like setting free, you know, people who are illegally incarcerated.
Which is noble.
Right. So
and fantastic.
Is that something that the Kardashian family is going to need soon? Or maybe there's, you know, OG Kardashian Loke or somebody that needs the help because, you know.
Oh, that would be the best cartoon character.
OG Kardashian Loke.
Yep.
No, nah, man, I this falls in the Instagram model thing that we talked about first episode. I'm like, look, dude, if you could find a way, then use the
Listen,
way.
I will tell you this. If every Instagram model turned around tomorrow and said, I am dedicating myself to a Juris Doctorate, albeit in a, you know,
this
sort of left field.
Just like the word choosing yeah. at this point. I'm actually watching it happen. I'm watching the words scroll over like, okay, wait, don't say that. Don't say that. Please don't say that. All right, I'm going to say this. No, look, yeah, I mean,
God bless
you know, beating a dead horse on my opinion on it, but, you know, but it's one of those things, right? It's like the Tiger Woods conversation we had in the past, you know, he's not really trying to be anybody's hero at this point in his life, but you have the... Colin Kaepernick's of the world who are willing to take on that challenge or whatever. And where she does not fall in the Colin Kaepernick category at all, not even close. You know what I'm saying? She is taking on a challenge that, you know, is pretty noble from her position, at least. Like most people in her position, like we were talking about Tiger Woods, like their choice of freedom is to not be involved in that whatsoever. I think just a callback to the last episode, something that wasn't mentioned was Tiger Woods comments on Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the president. We should respect that. That's basically as far as Tiger Woods was willing to go with that. You know what I'm saying? But to see a celebrity say, you know what? I'm going to take on a bigger cause and I'm going to take it on directly. I'm not just going to throw money at it. You know, go out and save the whales. Here's all the money. Or go out and save the, you know, free, improperly or illegally incarcerated people. Here's the money. I want to be the person on the actual front lines. I don't know if that's a common thing that we see from celebrities at all, really.
No, not at all. I mean, she's not common. Even, you know, in the realm of whatever we want to term Instagram models, you know, she I mean, as far as I'm concerned, she built that.
Right.
You know, she built that lane.
She built that lane.
You know, with a Tiger or any athlete, you know, especially like we talked about an athlete who's in a sport or an area that's not commonly populated by black folks.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, I mean, he loved the game from a young age.
Right.
Or he was taught to love the game.
Right.
Or
right.
Whatever the story actually is.
Yep.
But he excelled at it at an early age. So That's his focus.
Right.
And then as you become successful, people want you to attach different things to it, or you may feel a pull to attach other, you know, political ideologies or you know, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. commercial ventures to it. And everyone does that in a different way. You know, the only thing about her is that her whole thing has been about PR.
Right.
You know, she's been a champion at that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and at the end of the day, this story wasn't, it was just like, I don't know if she did the PR push behind what was going on. I don't think she had a reason to, so I don't think she, I feel like someone just sort of found out about it and it became a story. Like, yeah, if I was her, I would be like, yeah. You know, I'm gonna do it and then
push the PR. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. So wait, she didn't actually tell
him. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But I mean, if she did, I would think it would be a bigger deal.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I think my angle with this is when you know,
Kanye didn't say anything about it, did he?
No, I don't think so. But I'm Kanye sure hasn't said much of anything.
He would have.
Yeah, that's true. In glorious fashion.
So she probably asked him like, no, this is, you know.
Yeah, this is my thing. I think as you get older, the probably more for athletes than people like Kim Kardashian. Because she's, I don't know, we can have a debate. I'm sure you and I wouldn't. But others would debate what her actual talent is. You know what I'm saying? And you need one, Kev? All right, cool.
Is there any more?
We drank passing out here.
Oh, thank you.
We could argue about what her talent is, you know what I'm saying, and or if she has any talent at all. And, you know, people fall heavy on one side or the other. Most people fall on she's talentless and valueless and whatever. And, you know, that's your opinion. But
most of us are.
Most of us are. But for an athlete, I think, you know, the post-career thing for athletes is you've been competing at a high level for so long that you find new things to compete about. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
To compete for, right? So you become an announcer and you want to be the best at it. Right. Or you become
Charles
a public...
Barkley. Yeah.
Well, come on. We had to...
Oh, this is going to be fun. Now I'm finally starting to enjoy this show.
I'm not taking the bait on dumbass Charles Barkley.
You already did.
Fucking stupid.
Narrator. The thing Trek didn't understand. He had already taken the bait.
I cannot fucking... That dude. Fuck. How big of an idiot can you be? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it possible to be a bigger idiot than Charles Barkley?
Try. I'll try.
I don't think you could do it. I don't think you can do it.
I'd go for it too.
I don't think you could be as big of an idiot as he is. But I think the challenge...
I just want that golf swing.
It's like just a complete... Like a cartoon character level clown. You know what I mean?
That's not what he's going for?
It seems like it, yeah. But on the athlete challenging thing, like Caron Butler went back to... And this is a good thing. I'm saying a good thing about him. He went back to his neighborhood and he built like affordable housing. And it was with the support of other NBA pros.
But he makes one mistake.
Yeah.
At the barbershop.
We're going to do that on this show, though. We're going to clown for your negatives, but credit you with your positives in the same episode so that people can't be like, so that it doesn't get lost in the conversation, right?
Fair and balanced.
That's what we are. We are not CNN. We are not Fox News. We are not your typical podcast. Yo, what up? Negatives and positives of Charles. Well, Charles Barkley has a lot of community programs. Like he's done pretty well for the community. He felt like one argument Charles Barkley had was he felt like I guess he was doing all of this community work for black youth. And he was approached by a white woman, I believe, or a young white woman who said, well, there are people from your area that are white that are in need. And he said he took that to heart and decided to open up that, you know, public service to all people of all colors. I think that's noble, right? But I also think he should shut the fuck up on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Let's off the chain.
All right, so
you want me to do more positives than negatives?
No.
Okay, cool.
So, would you're saying is Chuck needs to not talk about basketball.
Or anything for that matter.
But do community work.
No, he should yeah, he should just quietly go away.
Wow.
Go away. That's for, that go away. Out. You know, listen, you people, I've written this on my Facebook page. This isn't new. Charles Barkley, Magic Johnson, you know, almost all of you, Michael Cooper and Norm Nixon on Channel 2. What's her name? Not Cheryl Miller. Lisa Leslie? Yeah. Go away. Go off into, ride off into the sunset. Y'all sound, that's the most old head energy you'll ever hear, is like hearing
Steve,
them talk.
Like Steve Nash.
It's like, yeah, like go disappear, man. Go away. It's okay. That's fine.
Is it because you disagree with the things they're saying, or the things they're saying don't make any sense?
I think it's both. But it's not just because of my disagreement. There are plenty of people that I enjoy listening to that I disagree with. But I'm like, you know, I can deal with that. It's that it's so...
What's the presentation?
It's so off... Your opinions are so off base. They're so lost in ageism. And the NBA used to be like this, and I used to be able, and all that. It's goofy. And that's kind of another real quick sports
Lisa
thing.
Lisa Leslie's doing that.
It's like you of all, like, you are an intelligent person who's formerly had intelligent conversations, and now all of a sudden, I'm listening to you, and you just sound like somebody uncle that's like, We used to be able to burn women with cigarettes. Like, it's, that's what y'all sound like to me. They sound like just kind of like, it's like ridiculous. But to me, that's sort of where we're going with this. And that's that millennial transition, right? Where the millennials are too loose with their reactions and actions to things. Like, everything goes, you know what I'm saying? But on the further end, a little past our generation is like way too rigid. Like, you know, a human being can't make regular mistakes in life without this kind of conversation about what would happen. This is what would happen in the locker room. We would smack him over the head with the whole Gatorade bottle, and then we'd kill him. It's like, dude, like, shut up. You wouldn't do that because you're all standing there. And half of the time when y'all was fighting in the NBA, it was players that couldn't play anyway. Y'all sucked, and that's why y'all fought. You was down by 48 points in the first 20 minutes of the game, and now you body slamming people. And then I also read, I think it was Chuck Person. Don't quote me on the person, but I feel like Chuck Person was talking about most of the fights in the NBA back then. For all of y'all, the NBA used to be like that, people. Yes, that's what you sound like to me. Fat Albert. They said most of the fights used to be over women.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, a past, I'm gonna look that up and see if I can find an article on that.
Wow.
Because they said most of the fights used to be over chicks. So all of this.
That's somebody who fought over a chick.
Probably him. It was just him. But if that's true, provided that's true, all of this like masculine athletic energy is basically just.
You don't think that there's some millennial producer
that's pushing
on those shows and pushing them to be like, you need to be more controversial?
I think so. I think so, but that's kind of part of the whole. I would argue that that's how podcasting became popular. I think that.
So they cleared the lane for us.
I think so, because I think that people will, one, you know, podcasts take, you know, they're long listening, and if you agree with the sentiment of the people, you know, that are talking, then you're in, right? You got 50 minutes to an hour, and in some cases like 2 to 3 hours, right? But.
Not here.
Nobody's doing that here. But the extreme nature of like television, like media, has pushed people to like want a more kind of like centered opinion.
Yeah,
on things.
I mean, but they're also second to second. Like, they're watching, monitoring who's watching, who's tuning out,
sure,
who's
absolutely
tuning in,
yeah,
right. And so you now require these people who by and large
say something
are
crazy,
experts in the
yeah,
field,
yeah,
but
you control the narrative here, and maybe the NBA this playoffs has the viewership has gone down 26%.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Largely because LeBron's not in the playoffs, and we maybe feel like we already know the outcome or whatever. Who knows, you know, why, right? There could be several reasons why. So my thing is, your antics aren't controlling anything. People are watching the game. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. The producer who's behind the camera, behind the scenes, who's now has a tougher job because the marquee player isn't playing
right
every night.
Right.
Is nervous about what am I going to make it to next season? Fun. So I need you to say more wild
stuff. You do something that no one seems to be doing on sports talk or, you know, kind of general talk, right? We joked about CNN last episode. Like, yo.
Squirrel water skiing videos.
Squirrel water. Yeah, they were like, when's the Mueller report drop? We need something. You know what I'm saying? Beer cans are attacking children. But
They are here.
Yeah. No, do something that people aren't doing, which is be experts for once. Talk about the damn game. Kenny Smith will start talking about the game, and then Charles Barkley will fly in, keep blowing it, but what about squirrels? It's like, yo.
Oh, God. You know, that's the WikiLeaks that we need. Is the producer earpiece talk. It's like, Kenny's doing it again.
Yeah, Kenny's talking about the game again. Yeah, Kenny, you're going too into detail about things that, you know, for the people who actually enjoy it.
Apropos to what you're supposed to do.
But yeah.
We're going to send Chuck in.
Yeah, it's the worst. But here's what needs to happen. Chuck is like, Chuck is like the Taiwanese bees
You
know,
that was a hard sports. That was a hard turn. That was a hard turn.
Ooh, but it was good though. It was good. Okay, so why are we talking about Taiwanese bees on this show?
Because this is the segment of the show that pays tribute to one of our favorites. Nature,
yes.
It's scary.
Nature. Yeah, this we have to, that's right. We actually didn't throw in the tagline to this. This is the damn nature, you scary moment of the show.
Theo could have done that better.
Theo would have been like, damn nature, you scary.
I wish I could see this before I lick his lips.
Damn nature. Why are you so scared? We're going to get into Snoop Dogg Bucka Bitch right now.
Oh, wow.
Here on 92.3 The Beat. That poor popper stopper, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, can we? I don't want to talk about
the human popper stopper, yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that okay?
Yeah, just volunteer.
Volunteer service, human popper
community
stopper.
Service, yeah.
Hey, he was really good on radio. So all the jokes aside, he was really, really good. Taiwanese bees, man.
There was a woman who had pain in her eye area. The doctor. this is the evolution of the show. Is that clearly we don't really research anything. So,
well, you know.
But what's going to happen is that we're going to get better. This is the thing you have to watch out for, is we're going to get better and better at presenting things that we know nothing about in a way that sounds
we've already
like
done
we
pretty good
actually
at it.
Know, yeah. Hey, we're doing okay, but yeah. we will get better though.
But the story will be on
our
Facebook page.
You have to strive
to
be better.
You do.
Yes.
And the story will be on our Facebook page, yes. RSR podcast.
Yes. And if there's any contradiction between what you read and what we say, keep it to yourself. So this woman goes to the doctor, and then the doctor finds not one, but four bees behind her eye that are feeding on her tears.
How do you not know bees got in your eye, behind your eye?
You'd have to ask. I don't yet read the article. I don't know.
I can't even. How did we know they were Taiwanese?
They weren't buzzing. I don't know. I don't know. She's Taiwanese.
Oh, so she's okay. So yeah. We don't even know.
So we assume there's no multiracial, interracial bee human relationships going on.
So this happened in Inglewood.
She's Taiwanese, but she's from Wichita. And the bees are African bees. The bees are
also Taiwanese bees.
Way
better. It rhymes.
Yeah, it does rhyme. I'm actually interested in if the bees were Taiwanese. Like, is it because this is like, you know,
maybe the bees
like Taiwanese on Taiwanese crime at this point. If that's the case,
maybe Trump sent the bees.
Donald Trump. No, actually, dude, if that's the case, then the argument would be that Barack Obama actually sent Korean bees. So why is it so bad that we've sent Taiwan?
That Obama bees? Man. I don't know about
him. Yeah. If Trump was on this show, Obama would be out here tripping every episode.
He would. Or Hillary.
Or Hillary. Good Lord. Hillary was not. Okay. Anyway, so.
Taiwanese bees.
But speaking of out here tripping, like for real, out here tripping. I don't know who I'm rooting for in this one. I do know. So apparently a rhino poacher was mauled and murdered by lions in Africa.
Is it murder though?
I guess it couldn't be really murder. It's just mauled dinner. And killed. If really? We want to make it rhyme.
Or maybe a snack.
For them.
Yeah, I'm a lion.
That's the kids say out here looking like a snack. Like, the lions were like, no, really, yeah. Out here looking like a snack.
Yeah. It could just be play. Like when the kid breaks the toy or whatever. It's like.
Meanwhile, on the opposite end, some poacher killers or, you know, conservationists took selfies with gorillas.
Wait, conservationists meaning
pro-animal. Yeah, they are basically protecting gorillas from poachers and things of that nature. So they actually took some raw selfies. Like the gorillas are standing like back to back. It's raw. Like they actually took pictures with them. It's really crazy. And then there's
but nothing bad happened.
Nah.
Oh, gorillas was like, what's I don't up? Care about stories where nothing bad happens.
But I'm saying it's the contrast. Like the lions was like, yeah, nah, you not the homie. But the gorillas was like, yeah, y'all gang, the homies. Gang. Yeah, we from the squad. Yeah. All right, we are at time. Clearly we are at time because we talk about African poachers and Taiwanese bees and Taiwanese.
But if you support animals.
Yeah, this was a great point.
You should review and like our show.
You should. We actually are available at rapsucksradio.com.
Exactly.
You can catch up on all episodes. You can catch them on iTunes. You can catch them on Google Music. You can catch them on Podbean. You can catch them on Stitcher. You can catch them on TuneIn.
Did you mention Spotify?
You can catch them on Spotify.
Spotify is the new thing that the young people are.
Oh, yeah, so the young. I don't know why. Why are we reaching out to young people? They're not listening. AOL.
Hey, we are on AOL.podcast.edu.
Good Lord. That is so yeah, we are on
and check out our MySpace page.
MySpace is making a comeback. Yo, who wanted to buy?
We have a black planet.
We got to talk about that because somebody actually there is somebody that was trying to that's bringing back Black Planet.
Solange,
right? And there was an argument about bringing back MySpace with it, but not from Solange, but
you
whatever.
Find the best white women on Black Planet.
He just said you find the best white women on Black Planet. So with that. You are now listening to Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Yep.
What, that's your...
I'm trying to... I'm still working it out what my response is going to be.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hi.
Shout out to my man Shug. Durr.
Word.
For kicking it with us. And give a... Give, people don't know that. Only black people know what durr means. and yo, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for sticking with us, man. It's only gonna get better and better and better from here. Check us out on rapsucksradio.com. We are also available on all the platforms I named earlier and RSR Podcast on Facebook. That's our Facebook page. That's where all the stories will be posted for now. So anything we talked about, you can catch it on RSR Podcast.
Right. And if you don't listen to the show and you don't tell your friends about the show, that means you support people who kill defenseless animals.
All right, yo.
Jerk. Don't be a jerk.
Charles Barkley is a fucking idiot. All right, peace.